This is News in Notes. I'm Tony Cox. We're going to try now again to connect with Beth Fooey from the Associated Press. We were talking with her about what happened between Senator Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton last night at the Washington, D.C. home of Senator Dianne Feinstein. So, Beth, are you there?
I am.
Okay, we got you this time. So what did they talk about, if anybody really knows?
Well, I don't think anybody really knows except the two of them, because it was a meeting without staff, without any advisors present. Senator Feinstein came out this morning and spoke to reporters. She hosted the meeting at her home. She said that it seemed very cordial. The two sat in comfy chairs in her living room. They sipped water. They talked for about an hour, and that they were laughing as they left. So we know that the mood was fairly pleasant. And what Senator Obama's advisors tell us is that they talked about how to move forward and how to achieve party unity and how to bring together the factions of the Democratic Party that had supported each of the two of them separately, how to bring them both together to now beat John McCain in November.
So was it a bargaining session? Was it my votes for the VP slot, something like that?
Well, actually, we're told by Senator Chuck Schumer, who's an ally of Senator Clinton's in the Senate, that no, they did not discuss the vice presidential chatter. It's hard to imagine that they didn't, though, given the fact that it's what everybody's talking about right now. We know that Senator Clinton has indicated to folks on the Hill that she would be interested in taking the number two spot if Senator Obama were to offer it to her. So it would be like ignoring the elephant in the room if they didn't discuss it, but perhaps just was a more generic conversation right now, and if they're going to get into some specifics on it, they'll have a further discussion later.
Is it true that Clinton plans to retain all of her delegates, and if so, why would she do that?
Well, no, it's not clear yet. Last we've been told is that they're still trying to figure out what to do with respect to her delegates. It's a tough decision for her. I mean, let's face it, Obama did win, but she came very close to him in terms of popular vote and number of delegates. She's behind by about 200 delegates, which isn't a ton, given that there are about 4,000 that were allocated. So if she kept her delegates, it might give her some additional leverage in pushing for things that she wants, whether it's the VP slot or heightened attention to some of the issues that she cares about. But on the other hand, if she's pushing for unity and she's pushing for the party to all come together behind Obama, why would she want to hold out her delegates and kind of give the impression that she might be ready to step back in at the convention if there's some, at that point, concerns or questions about how Obama's faring as the Democratic standard bearer?
Here's my last question. We have about a minute left.
Sure.
A lot was made of the tone of Senator Clinton's speech on Tuesday night. How do you expect, or do you expect, that tone to change tomorrow?
What we're told is that she is going to embrace and endorse Senator Obama wholeheartedly. You're right. On Tuesday night, she seemed to want to make the point that she had won the popular vote, which frankly is a debatable point, that she would be the stronger candidate still against Senator McCain. It was not the speech people expected of her the night that Senator Obama clinched the nomination, as he did that evening. But we're told not to expect that tomorrow. She's going to embrace him wholeheartedly, endorse his candidacy, and urge her supporters to please get behind him as well.
Beth, thank you very much.
You bet.
Beth Fooey covers presidential politics for the Associated Press.